One city councillor suggested Richmond crews plow the Steveston overpass during snowstorms to alleviate congestion, even though it's supposed to be done by the province. The suggestion came from Cowan. Cash heat on Monday as city council was reviewing the city's response to snowstorms that hit the region on November 29 and just before Christmas. In a report to city council, the blame for not clearing the Steveston overpass was laid at the feet of the Ministry of Transportation and Infrastructure, MOTI, whose jurisdiction it is. But Heed said it just makes no sense to leave it unplowed, despite it being the province's responsibility. We go down Steveston Highway with our plow, we lift the blade, go over the overpass, and put the blade back down? Heed asked the city's manager of roads and construction services, Larry Ford. Richmond residents don't realize that's MOTI's responsibility. They think it is still Richmond, Heed said. For that short period of time, you know, shouldn't we just be plowing that overpass? Ford, who was responding to questions from city council, replied to Heed, yes, we should. During this first big snowstorm of the year, cars were stuck in traffic for hours. Some drivers reported 10-hour commutes home. Bottlenecks at the George Massey Tunnel and the Alex Fraser Bridge, impassable for hours due to being covered in a sheet of ice, had a significant impact on Richmond roads, for example, bringing traffic on Steveston Highway to a virtual standstill. The report notes Richmond crews can be restricted from clearing roads when the response for treatment of highways and infrastructure not managed by the city are insufficient. City staff urged council to ask the ministry to review their response protocols for anti-icing, pre-treatment and de-icing of roads that are located in Richmond, but under their jurisdiction. Snowstorms push expenses over budget. These two snowstorms bumped Richmond's snow removal expenses about $800,000 above budget. The city had earmarked almost $1.4 million for snow removal, but the two big dumps, on November 29 and just before Christmas, pushed total expenses to $2.2 million. To pay for the extra $818,000 needed, $291,000 will be taken from a snow and ice provision account, and the rest will be covered by the engineering and public works operating budget. The snow and ice budget is based on a four-year average, and about $1.4 million is budgeted for 2023.